Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, on to another thing, something that I have become slightly obsessed with, I have to say, in recent times. If you think apron chic, scones in the ovens, the pleasures of embroidery, lots of beauty, and taking care of your husband in every way. We're talking about trad wives all over Insta, all over TikTok. Really all over TikTok. So to tell us all about trad wives, we have trad wife herself. No, I'm just joking. Ethna Shortall is in front of me here in studio, author and columnist. Ethna, you're the antithesis, I think, of a trad wife, nor than myself.
Well, I don't know. Like, I, you know, the trad wife is, well, I suppose, well, I start with what
is it? Yeah.
Before
it's not,
I see
it's not
where
like
I could
homemaker
identify
regular.
With her.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not. A trad wife is, well, so far, thankfully, it seems to be mainly an American trend. But they are women on, they're posting on TikTok and also Instagram, and they believe in ultra traditional gender roles, that the man's purpose is to go out and earn money for his family and the woman's purpose is to stay at home, keep a nice house and mind her kids. But it's not, we're not talking about stay at home mothers here. This is far more, and it's an ideology, and they generally do believe that the man is the head of the family and the head of the household, and that the woman should be subservient to him. They're generally very religious. They're evangelical Christians or Mormons, and they're kind of living, I guess, what looks like a simpler way of life, but, and they kind of present themselves either like 1950s housewives, and they're very dolled up, and, you know, they suggest that you should put on makeup and do your hair before your husband comes home, and don't pester him about the worries of the day because he's out working. Or they go full like Amish country and they're wearing head to toe floral frumpy clothes and bonnets to match, and they're literally churning their own milk.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, I follow a few of them now. One is Esty Williams. You know, she's this blonde, and you talk about 1950s, very young. What I notice is that these women are really predominantly in their 20s. So she's this almost Marilyn Monroe lookalike. And she is saying all this stuff that you got to get up in the morning, do your beauty. And it's like, this morning I made scones, and then I put 1 hour aside for my beauty routine, my nails. It's perfection.
Oh, I know. I fell down a hole for several hours last night, and I came across her as well. And one of my favourites of hers was this thing about how she was doing her makeup and she was saying, my husband's home soon and he likes my hair like this or whatever, and she was getting ready and someone in the comments was like, oh, I'd love to be able to do this, but it's hard when you have a toddler and you're pregnant. And she replied, she's like, yeah, I don't have kids yet myself, but I do know other moms that get up at 5 a.m. so that they can, you know, put on makeup and nice clothes. Blessings.
So it is kind of out there. Yeah, but there's another one of these trad wives, and her name is Nara Smith, and she's married to that Calvin Klein model Lucky Blue.
Lucky Blue, yeah, and he's a Mormon. His family are kind of, I think, quite strong Mormons. And they're married and they have 3 kids now. She's very young too. She's a bit of an outlier, I would say. She doesn't quite fit in. Like, her kitchen is very modern, very sleek. She's not white, and they're all, the rest of them, you know, generally they're very white. Like, you know,
she's South
very
African,
conservative.
I think.
Yeah, she's South African and German. I think, because she speaks German as well. I wonder if she is trolling us all and that she is very knowingly doing what she's doing, because I just cannot believe it's real. And it kind of looks like a slick art house film, and that's what makes it so appealing, especially to young women. It's aspirational. But I wonder if she knows, because, like, she has videos and she'll say, my kids wanted some cereal, so I set about making it from scratch. Like, making cereal from scratch, you know, embrace modernity and the good things this gave us, which is like a ready-made box of cornflakes, you know?
Yeah, well, it's funny because an awful lot now, in recent times, I've noticed that a lot of psychologists are writing about the dangers of this type of content online, and that it's, you know, showing younger women especially that this is what they should look like, or this is what they should aspire to, as you said, this aspirational, especially with Nara Smith, because she's so beautiful. She's kind of making like cookie dough, and I was violently wanting blueberry muffins. And so, as you said, with that monotone voice.
Yeah.
But I actually was talking to a few younger women recently who love her and follow her, and want to be her.
I mean, I couldn't stop watching her. I can see like how you just, because she is beautiful, you want to look at her. And it does, it feels like a movie or something, but it's not real life. I mean, I think she has three children and she talks about feeding them, but they hardly ever feature in the video. Mm. She's making, like, her husband wanted to go out for a burger, so she made him it from scratch, including the bun. I think it took 3 hours. I'm like, you'd be on to your next meal. This makes no sense. And nobody that is also minding three children can spend 3 hours making a burger from scratch. Like, it is, you know, if I'm cooking and I have the kids there, it's like make the quickest thing, you know. A 3 hour meal is the kind of luxury, a luxury endeavor if maybe someone has taken the kids out for a few hours.
Yeah, it's true. Now, when you talk about these trad wives as well, there is a lot of men, of course, talking about this. Recently, that NFL player, his name? Kesley?
Harrison Butker, yeah.
Now, he came out very strongly. He was actually, he gave a speech there at a Catholic university and he talked about the vocation of a homemaker and how his wife has basically decided that her life wasn't complete until she gave in to this and is a complete homemaker. Yeah, and he gave a speech to young women at this university.
Absolutely. Like it was a conservative Catholic university, but like even within that, I mean, these women have just put years into doing a degree. And he was saying, I mean, the speech in general was, you know, very right wing and it talked about the tyranny of inclusivity.
Yeah.
But he was saying to those women, you know, some of you might go on and have careers, but, you know, he like, I feel, I can't remember exactly what he said, but I feel sure that like you're mainly, you'll be looking forward to your real vocation, which will be being a wife and being a mother. And she's like, and he's saying how his wife's life didn't begin until she embraced her vocation of, you know, marrying him and having their children.
It's very funny, actually. His speech was kind of changed up by Katy Perry as well, then on Insta.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, she did. She kind of put in and changed everything. Somebody got in touch with us. Their Handmaid's Tale comes to mind. Margaret Atwood has warned us. Do you think that this is dangerous?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, from my own position in Ireland, I'm watching it and, you know, it doesn't have an effect on me. But they are huge on social media. They're not really selling themselves to people like me that, you know, are already out in the hustle, having kids, whatever. It's younger women. And they are saying things like, you know, don't believe that you need independence. They really advocate going straight from your parents' house to your husband's house. They question, do you need a degree? If you know for sure that you want to be a trad wife. I mean, education isn't just about getting a career. Even if you don't end up working, it is good to know things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, I guess... We fought for decades for choice, for female choice, and you're trying not to undo that. And you would worry that this kind of thing, to aspire to not really thinking for yourself, is not great.
Mm, you know? I think there's a petition now to fire that NFL player. 160,000 people have signed that petition, but he's still there. Do you remember in 2001, a book came out, and I remember reading this book at the time. It was called The Surrendered Wife by Laura Doyle. And a similar conversation around that movement was talked about at the time. And it was similar to this, but it was basically that women should surrender themselves totally and just let their husbands lead.
Yeah, I think like probably every, you know, 10 or 20 years, something like this will come around. And it's probably a response to whatever comes just before. I would think now, like, you know, like maybe it's appealing because the hustle seems endless. It's impossible to have it all. Like that is definitely a myth that people have pushed back against, that women can have it all. You know, you can't. You could probably have it all at about 60%, you know.
Actually, that's interesting. Somebody just got in touch with us there by text. I don't advocate the trad wife, but I do think some women would like to be able to stay at home and raise their children, but the cost of living has made this prohibitive.
Absolutely, yeah. And I would agree with that. I can see the value. I've spent stints of being a stay-at-home mother and may do that again, and I can see the real value in it. But it's really hard. Like, it is harder than working. That is not what these women are depicting. You rarely see the kid. I didn't see any of them, you know, scrub a toilet or do any of the less enjoyable things. I don't even see them washing up after doing their cooking. They're just showing you the kind of the best of the best. And
I wonder, do they have help in the background? Because as you said,
so,
especially Nera Smith, her online content is very like a studio.
Yeah, and generally they're talking about not working. But the thing is that actually by posting this content and having large followers, these women are working and they're doing that most modern of professions, which is influencer, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is work. I mean, some of them do ads, sponsored posts, and I don't know, I wonder too if the pandemic played a part, because we all went back, somewhat to simpler times. We were doing more baking. We had more time in our home. We were maybe doing more DIY. And that, to me anyway, started to be quite appealing. I definitely became more house proud during the pandemic. And so maybe if you are getting a very sanitized version of what it would be like to stay at home all the time. And it's not actually about the staying at home bit. It's really not. It's about the views that are, go way beyond that, that are more insidious. I think that's where the problem lies. It's this idea that you should be subservient to your husband, you know, that he's in charge and he makes the decisions. And, you know, that's the bit that's actually worrying.
Yeah, it's 51551 is our text. I'd love to hear if we have any trad wives in Ireland. As you were saying, Ethna, really it's stateside that we see most of the content coming from. And I haven't really seen much kind of anything from even a European side of things, from the UK or...
No, I mean, we have like stay-at-home mothers on social media and I follow loads of them and it's great.
That's
like,
different to
yeah,
these guys.
Exactly. And they're talking about really useful tips on how to actually balance everything and, you know, recipes and all that. Although I will say, the first time I came across the Tradwives, someone was telling me about it and I went and looked it up and the woman was literally churning her own butter and I was thinking you could just buy it in the shop. But... while I thought it was bizarre, I also came across a good recipe that she had for biscuits that I saved. So,
yeah. Well, you know, there are tips. There are tips. I don't mind the kind of churning. And we're only a generation away from the land, really, most of us in Ireland. So I think that, and I know that I grew up churning butter. I am a trad wife. No, but as a child, because that's what we did and it was the country and we kind of had to do it, really. But the other side of things is, I suppose, is the kind of pushing of that. I think we might have to, well, we listen to Esty Williams. Now, this girl, because she really is, she looks like a girl. She is the kind of epitome of the 1950s Dolly kind of Marilyn Monroe.
Today, I'm going to be talking about the Tradwife movement. So last year, when I first got my voice on TikTok, I made a video on what is a Tradwife. And in that video, I said that it's not a movement. And now I want to take that back. I can see clearly that this is much, much more like a movement than I thought it was. There are so many men and women using their social media to promote and showcase traditional gender roles because they are valued. In a world full of chaos, there is a shift happening where people are becoming more resilient and rebelling against that chaos happening right now.
Well, that's what she's saying, almost what you were talking about earlier on, the simplistic life, rebelling against chaos that's happening now. And maybe COVID did have an effect on this.
Yeah. And I think like there are cultural commentators in America talking about this. I mean, I guess I don't take it very seriously because, you know, I'm removed from it, but that are taking it more seriously because they're there and they're linking it to the far right. And they're also saying it's, you know, it's part of a very conservative movement that is also, you know, banning books in libraries that have the word transgender in them, or, you know, that is really like that they're promoting those ultra traditional gender roles in maybe a more dangerous way as part of a bigger agenda.
We're getting texts on this. Brainwashed by men for a seemingly easy life. What happens when he leaves you for a younger model is following them, not encouraging them, which Katie says is true. And this, what we were discussing, I suppose, that is the worry. That is almost like the perfect life you'll walk into. You can just sit around, paint your nails, do your hair, and that's all you'll have to do. But being at home, as you know and I know as a mom, that's not what it's about at all.
That is not what it is about. I mean, no. And that's what I'm saying. That kind of content is useful. And maybe like we're just more practical and realistic in Ireland because you do get... influencers that are talking about the real life of juggling everything, you know, as a stay-at-home mother. And we don't have this kind of sanitized or, you know, like uber indoctrinated trad wife phenomenon that they have in America. I mean, I think we might just have our head on our shoulders
a little bit more. Yeah. Oh my God, I feel sick listening to that trad wife piece. My mother had to give up her job when she married, of course. That again is not that long ago where women had to give up their jobs, especially in the civil service or if they were, we have worked so hard to get away from this. I feel sad to hear about this movement. The trad wives in America on social are ultra religious and this is the only way in their lives they can earn their own money. You see it with them getting into pyramid schemes on social too. I didn't see that side of the pyramid schemes, but no. I guess probably that is another side of it. So maybe it is the only way they can earn money.
I mean, most of them would say they shouldn't earn money, that that's not their role and that's their husband's role, you know, or they have like kind of like literal cottage industries where they're in their cottages and they make some clothes and they post them off. But like, I just am a bit more skeptical because I just think if you have 100,000 followers, you are also making money, you know.
Yeah. Well, some of these people have over a million followers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Esty Williams does.
Yeah, and Nara Smith, who again, I'm, you know, I feel like she's having us all on, but Nara Smith has 7 million followers.
Seven million followers.
Yeah, she's huge on TikTok, yeah.
So she, and also on Instagram. So
right, just yeah.
It's interesting though, because you do have people stateside as well, you know, that are on the other side talking about this and the extremism you talked about as well. Charles Sturt University, Christy Campion, she recently said that she specializes in extremism, and she said for many women, leaving the workforce to become wives and mothers has no connection to political agendas or any religious agendas, but it is personal preference. But the research has focused on this intersection between the tradwife subculture and the right-wing extremism. So ideology.
Well, there are people, you know, when I went down, you know, the hole last night, and then you start to get things suggested to you, and there are some like tamer versions that is really interesting and useful, like people talking about how they went from two incomes to one, you know, like, yeah. But they're looking at their family, if it's a couple and children, as like a unit, and that we work together to make an income and to mind our children, and that both those works are equal, and that's how I think. That's how I think it should work. That's how I think most stay-at-home parents work. And that is aspirational in a way, if you can make that work, you know.
Okay. My aunt across the pond was a housewife with one child. She was a trad wife. My uncle never saw her without her makeup on. She was very active in every aspect within their home, but that was in the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you still feel like you have autonomy and that you are as valid as your husband and that your view is as important, well, then absolutely fine. It's if it starts to erode that your sense of self or, you know, you as a valid human.
Somebody else says that the Kardashian fake tan, fake feminism movement is potentially the flip side of the trad wife culture.
I mean, I guess like maybe extreme capitalism is, and that's maybe what's led to it. But I don't know, I'm not that familiar with the Kardashians, so
neither am I really. But they've done very well for themselves. Esther, of course, you are an author. What do you think of that text that we got earlier on that Irish publishers just like celebrities to write books?
I mean, I wasn't a celebrity. I mean, I wasn't published in Ireland, I was published in the UK, so I can't say that was true for me. I do think there are certain areas, not in Ireland though, like I would say in the UK, if you're a kids author, it's hard to get published because a lot of celebrities are writing in the children's books domain, and because adults buy kids' books, they'll often go for a name they recognise.
David Williams. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's an issue with general fiction. I don't think that is, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that's an issue with the celebrity culture. I mean, non-fiction is different, but then that's because people are often interested in the life stories of people they already know.
I have to say though, like I've interviewed so many people over the years who are published by Irish publishers, and they were just regular folk too, who like Karen earlier on, so did very well with that. Lots of people getting in touch about the trad wives would make you sick. Trad wife says this person, I'm a carer, a stay-at-home mom, and life is still chaotic. It's hard work. As I have three daughters, I feel very strongly about equality, and just because I am a stay-at-home mom, it doesn't mean my husband doesn't pitch in. He's always cooking, washing up, and looking after the kids also, as it should be. We need to keep pushing equality forward for future generations and not backwards. That is true. And
that sums it up. That's a great message.
It is. It's a great message. It is true. Because, you know, lots of people are stay-at-home moms, but this is very different what we're discussing here. Look at the studies. Many women are falling into depression when they get into their late 30s, early 40s. If they don't have a family, of course they should have an opinion. But nowadays women are told that if they don't have a career or a job, they're somehow inadequate. Being a mother is the greatest job in the world. Of course being a mother is the greatest job in the world. Ethna and I are mothers, and it certainly is the greatest job. And I would say the hardest job in the world, actually.
Not that your employees, we always say like we're like too ineffective, me and my partner, two ineffective managers of the most belligerent employees you've ever come across. So the children might not appreciate it, but you already, of course.
Hope, we just live in
job.
Hope that eventually they will appreciate
like,
us.
Yeah, you know, and when you, if you have your own kids, you look at your own parents and you're like, oh yeah, sorry and thank you.
I know, you're right. Yeah. On your discussion on trad wives, it's impossible to have it all, but as a stay-at-home mum, I hate being aligned with right-wing groups like trad wives. Well, we're certainly not trying to do that. My partner and I both decided to prioritise our kids and parents. Of course, we share the caring, the housework, but I can be available for them during traditional office hours. We jointly manage the finances. It feels like our society only values money earners and spenders and don't value caring. There's no allowance made for taking time out to care. Well, you know what? I think it's brilliant that you can do that. I mean, a lot of people would like to stay at home, and of course they can't because they have to go out to work. But I think it is the most valuable thing to do. I know my mother was in the home when we grew up, and it was wonderful to be able to come home to that.
And I mean, in in one of the, maybe not all the tradwives, but I did see some of them saying that like they have nothing to do with the finances. They don't look at it. I mean, that is a dangerous position. It does not matter if you earn the money or the other person earns the money or you both earn the money. You're a unit and like you both are entitled to it. It is dangerous, I think, for women to have no say over finances. So like in the case of that texter, you know, they're saying like obviously they do finances together, but that's not what these tradwives are doing.
No, that's true. And it's brilliant. I mean, they do the finances together and, you know, that's really good. And actually sometimes it falls on one person to take care of the finances and, you know, nobody, it just happens like that. Another awful part of this is The Voice says, another texter here, some groups are teaching their daughters or wives to speak in a soft baby voice.
Yes.
It is a thing, says Lynn.
Yes. And this is one thing that like the tradwives are different. Like I said, some are Amish country, some are 1950s, some are quite modern and glamorous. But they all seem to speak in this very babyish monotone, yeah. Like they infantilize themselves and they just like, it's like they've already had a lobotomy, you know, like, and they're just speaking like they are just out of it. And yeah. I just don't think that's a natural voice. Yeah. I think that's like an affectation.
So I just thought I wanted to make blueberry muffins from scratch. So I got up at 2 a.m. That type of mono.
Yeah. And it's kind of like trying to remove yourself of autonomy, personality. Yeah, it is. I think it is. That's a worrying thing for young women to be watching.
I would love, 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 love to hear if we have any trad wives in Ireland. If
we have too much cop on.
No, we have too much cop on, but I'd love to see if people believe that this is a thing that, I mean, we, you know, Ethna and I have both admitted that we jumped down the rabbit hole looking at these women online. Tradwives, I was glued to the radio waiting to hear about the right dress for the flagpoles. Stressing about Kayleigh Vance competition, ironing shirts and packing sandwiches. These are the real tradwives. You have put it in a nutshell there. That is so true. Now, I would suggest that you do your hair, put your lipstick on, and do not head to that fesh until you look perfect whoever you are.
Yeah, and if you have any issues with getting there, do not bother your husband with them.
No, do not. Mm. And that's it from us on The Tradwives. Wives. Ethna Gurumilamath, thank you so much for coming in. Awesome. Author, of course, and columnist Ethna Shortall in studio sharing with us about Tradwives. Wives. Let's take a break.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.